Welcome back to the web bonus portion of Art Speak. I'm joined by Shannon Barefoot from Museum of Contemporary Art of Georgia. And first off, I just want to get into your background in art, really how you kind of came to start curating and collecting here in Atlanta.
I definitely started as an artist. As a young person, I was fortunate enough to go to a magnet arts school for high school. So I studied painting and sculpture, and was actually on track to be a studio artist right about until the time I was 18. Got kind of cold feet, and the idea of going to art school at the last minute, decided to take another track, and I went to university and studied geography, and then all of my electives were for painting. On the side, I decided I was going to be a librarian. It's kind of a roundabout way of working in a museum, but I was like, I'll be a librarian. But on the side, all of my free time was spent curating exhibitions, creating work, helping my friends put together websites and all sorts of events, you know, streetwalk painting events and things like that. So I had a little bit of an epiphany. I was like, okay, I keep spending my free time doing this. Perhaps that's what I want to do. So as much as I enjoyed working in the library, I found the perfect marriage of the two when I came to Atlanta. I came up here actually to go back to school, get my master's in arts education, then found a program at Savannah College of Art and Design in arts administration, which I didn't even know was a thing, and came into contact with Mocha GA, and I had so much experience doing freelance work that it was kind of just natural to help artists through museum. I didn't think I don't know why I didn't even know. I'm like, oh, I could do that for a living. Yeah. That's great. So I now still work in a library, but it's a library of artwork. And I still make work on the side myself kind of quietly and enjoy the culture here in Atlanta. There's always something going on. I think that coming from an art education background, like as a young person who grew up and just developed a love of art and culture in school, I think that is why I enjoy my job so much, because I give tours and I put together the materials for people that come in to kind of have that conversation with people who wouldn't necessarily otherwise be exposed to art. And that's definitely kind of what led me here in the short version.
Great. And earlier we discussed Made in the 80s that you recently helped curate. What can you say about the show? I know it was interesting because you guys are staff members and you were also able to curate it. So what did you find really fun about it?
Yeah, Made in the 80s was really fun. I kind of enjoyed just having that conversation with my coworkers, because Amy was born in 1985. Eric and I were both born in 1983. So perhaps we don't represent the 80s as well as we, you know, as well as other people could, but we kind of all stood back, and there's a good portion of the collection that was made in the 1980s, and we all took a pass at what kind of spoke to us, you know, the aesthetics that we responded to, and then looked at where we overlapped, and then looked at where there were connections between the pieces, and it was edited down quite a bit because there's just so much to pull from. And I think one thing I like about the 80s is that nothing matches. I think we made Annette a bit nervous. We put all of the work in the main room, and she was like, I will let you guys decide what to do. And we were like, thank you for trusting us. So once it all laid out, it was definitely some neon and some abstraction and some political statements. And I mean, nothing that hasn't gone away, but it's right. It is interesting to have some distance from that time. And personally, just coming from, you know, growing up, that was my reality as a kid born in the 80s. So I was pleasantly surprised when people responded to it as well, as I absolutely enjoyed making it happen.
Are there any other past exhibitions or events that you've curated, not only at Mocha GA, but anywhere else that you found was really an enjoyable experience for you, or really helped shape you as a curator?
Yeah, I think as far as curation goes, I definitely have really enjoyed just the assisting process. Annette Kunskelton she's a wonderful mentor, and she has such a steeped history here in Atlanta, so that has been wonderful to work underneath her. A few projects that I've worked here in the city, one in particular is at the museum, curated from our archives, an exhibition called Capturing the Process, and it was works by Gretchen Hupfel, and she is a photographer that we inherited a number of her works from her estate. She's passed. And just a slice of some amazing photography and her slides and journals and all sorts of things, and because I worked so closely with the back behind the scenes work, it was really neat to be able to put everything up on display from our collection, our archives, in a way that was a little bit more intimate. We actually ended up putting it downstairs in the Education Resource Center, which is where the permanent collection is housed and the archives are housed and where people can come to visit things by appointment. So it was nice, quiet. You wouldn't happen upon it if you were just coming to see an exhibition, but if you came downstairs to visit the collection, it was something you could spend some time kind of getting to know her. And that was just really rewarding for me because of my love of understanding the background of artists and the history behind the making process.
Right. Are there any other upcoming events that you'd like to touch on at Mocha GA?
I mean, right away, the first thing that comes to mind is in just a few weeks, we're going to be opening Georgia Artists Selecting Georgia Artists. And that is going to be a breath of fresh air. It's 60 artists from around the state, mostly in Metro Atlanta. We had an open call for artists over 18, just making, and we had a huge response. It was wonderful, and we have three artists that we selected to do the selecting, and that was Martha Whittington, Alan Kalmanzi, and Larry Walker, and they're all three previous recipients of grants from the museum through our Working Artist Project. So they sat with all of the work and kind of just at face value said, like, this is what we think represents what's going on in Georgia right now, and kind of picked one or two pieces from a number of the artists they responded to. I think people are going to really enjoy it. It's going to be a slice of something all over the map. That'll be up for 9 weeks, and immediately after that, we're going to feature the next series of the Working Artist Project winners, and it's Jiha Moon is going to kick that off, and she's going to have brand new works from us coming out of her studio at the Goat Farm.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Shanna, here at ArtSpeak. We will see you guys next week.